For more on how these storms are rated, we're joined by Hugh Willoughby. He's former director of the Hurricane Research Division at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's talk about Category 5 storms. What do we mean when we say Category 5, and who's been a Category 5?
Well, the operative word in the Saffir-Simpson scale is catastrophic, and they mean it. In the 20th century, there were only three Category 5 hurricanes that reached the U.S. There was the Labor Day storm of 1935 that destroyed Henry Flagler's railroad to Key West, Camille in 1969, and Andrew that came into our neighborhood in 1992.
That's in South Florida.
Yep.
Now, what exactly makes a Category 5 storm? Is it purely wind speed?
Yes, it's winds of 155 miles an hour or greater. At that sort of wind speed, well-designed buildings that are where in lesser storms you would expect them to survive start to fail, and fortunately it's very rare.
Let me ask you, as you've read about or looked at images of Hurricane Ivan, how does it strike you in comparison with some of the other Category 5 storms you've studied?
Oh, I think it's one for the record books. It's done all of the things that Category 5 hurricanes do. One phenomenon that we've come to understand reasonably well is sometimes a new eye will form around the pre-existing eye and replace it. And this has happened several times. I've actually lost count in Ivan. And where it has been today, where it's south of the west end of Cuba, is sort of the best place for this kind of hurricane, for very intense hurricanes, because there's a really deep layer of warm water, which is, of course, food for hurricanes. I think that once it passes through the Yucatan Channel or over the very western tip of Cuba, it's going to find itself in less favorable conditions, and we're all hoping that it'll make landfall wherever it makes landfall as I would hope for a Category 3 hurricane rather than a 4 or a 5.
Well, Mr. Willoughby, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Hugh Willoughby is research professor at Florida International University. He's former director of NOAA's Hurricane Research Division.